Good. Now, what do you reckon? What would you put in it personally?
Well, I reckon the clearest thing for this time is my Queensland border pass.
Oh, what's a Queensland border pass? I haven't got one of those.
Well, if you want to travel south of here, you can do so easily. But to get back in, you need to download a border pass and have a legitimate reason to cross the border. And for me, it's like, you know, we live in this lovely big free country that we've all been free to travel around. And who would ever have thought that there'd be a time where you just wouldn't be able to travel freely across the border from state to state?
And why have you been crossing the border?
Look, I've been lucky enough to continue working in my job, and I look after a business that's in Tweed, so I've had to travel down there to make sure that it's been looked after and maintained, and then you need to come back home.
So how often do you go down?
Probably go to Tweed once a fortnight.
Yep.
Okay, and what's it like crossing back? Because as Tess says, a lot of us haven't done it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the Queensland border that's locked off, so you can travel freely into New South Wales. But when you come back, they really slow the road down. They're looking at cars. They're going to make sure that you need one pass for every person who's in the car. And yeah, they check that you're fitting, and then you've got to, when you apply for it, you need to put down the reasons why you're applying for the border or pass and where you live and all that sort of stuff.
These are very, very different times, aren't they? Jeff, that's a great little memoir to go in the time capsule.
What would you put with it, Jeff? Because you'd have to explain it. Like, what is the story around? I mean, you've told us about crossing backwards and forwards, but if you had to explain from your heart what that pass meant to you, what would you say?
Oh, you look, for me at the time, you know, lots of people are being stood down and or losing their jobs, and, you know, quite literally everybody was facing the real financial pressures of what's going to happen to me. Now, I was lucky enough to maintain the bulk of my job. We've just been wound back to 4 days a week, which, you know, fortunately for me, that was great. But I've got an awesome team of people that I work with, and having to look at them and say, hey, this is where we're at. We need to close these businesses for the most amount of time now. And at that stage, JobKeeper was only a rumour. There was no real details around it. There was no time frame about how long was this to go. And these guys just looked at me and accepted it. And, you know, you send them home. And that was probably one of the most emotional weeks I've had at work, really.
And do you reckon, Jeff, that as things start to open up, you'll be able to re-employ them and get your business back doing what it does?
Yeah, look, we've just started this week. We've got them all back and open. Most of the staff are all back now, so they were really happy to come back. So things are looking really good. The more we see these virus levels low, the better things get.
Yeah, that's an important part of the message to go in there too, isn't it?
Jeff, I reckon that's an awesome suggestion. Would you write down something for us? And I don't know if you can possibly send that pass in because you probably need it. But, you know, when the time is done, it would be awesome to have a state border pass. That would be a great thing to have in our time capsule.
Yeah, for sure. I'd be happy to, yeah, just what was going on with myself personally. And then when the time capsule gets opened in however long, you'll have a whole bunch of just individual stories of what was going on with that person and what it meant for them.
Love it. Love it, Jeff. Great idea.
Absolutely. Thank you.
No problems.